Morning, Boker Tov, Vakit Chaydesh. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Tzadi, second to last daf in the Masechta. We left off on Peites Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the page. We had spoken out the Mishnah and the ensuing Brisa, which describes really Machlekes, the Rabbanan and Reb Nosson, whether a husband can be made for a neder before the neder is chal. And not to be confused with the topic we had earlier in the daf, where the Isha made a neder that kicks in 30 days. I should be in a zero in 30 days. The neder, the entire neder is already been made earlier. It's just a matter of time until it's chal. Over here, it's a little different. Over here, the neder was made based on a tanai. So until the tanai is fulfilled, there is no neder. For example, she says, I can't be benefit for you, my husband, if I benefit for my father or for my father-in-law. So until she benefits for the father or father-in-law, the iser to benefit the husband doesn't exist yet. Could the baal be made for already now? Or does he have to wait for the neder to kick in? That was a machlokes. Reb Nosson says he has to wait for the neder to be chal in order to be made for it. Whereas the chachamim say no, he can be made for the neder right away. So the Mishnah brings a story. Hahu gavra. We are four lines up from the bottom of the page. Hu gavra ditz aser hanyasav alma alei inasiv itza ki loytanin hilchasa. There was a fellow who said that all the hana of the world, that's a simple reading, all the hana of the world should be aser on himself if he gets married before learning hilchasa. What does that mean? So Shana on the page say, before learning hilchasa means before he finishes, before he learns all of Talmud. Now obviously Talmud doesn't mean exactly the way we text it today, because this is what we're learning now. The story took place in the middle of Talmud. It means until he learns kol terakula of whatever the basic dinim halachas of kol terakula, which is obviously an extremely large task to do. That was his neder. He can't get married until he finishes learning all of the Torah. Now, and if he does, he can't benefit from anybody. So the first one already discussed, what type of neder is that? He can't benefit from anyone. That's an impossible neder to keep. It's like a person making a shvuah. He's not going to sleep for 3 days. We said, just give him malchus, not to sleep right away, because he can't make it. It's a shvuah shav. He can't make such a shvuah. It can't, it's impossible to not sleep for 3 days. It's impossible to live in this world and not benefit from people. So someone to say there's a chiluk between well, let's start step by step. The Rosh has the Gasha, and the Rosh says that not a problem here, because over here he says, I cannot marry a woman until I finish learning, and if I completing all of Torah, and if I do marry a woman, then I must the whole world. So there's a simple answer, just don't get married. If he doesn't get married, he won't trigger the neder, and this neder they can't benefit from the world is not automatically going to be a problem, because he won't get married. That's the Rosh's answer. Not that we want a person to be in a situation where he cannot get married. That's the goof of the issue in this story, as we'll see. But that is an eitz of why the neder is not considered an impossible neder, because he can refrain from getting married and therefore be able to keep the neder. The Ritva learns, and this will come up later in the daf, it'll be important later in the daf, that it doesn't mean literally he made all the hanav, all the people in the world, asar on him. That would be impossible to live that way. It means either he made complete, he made certain people usher from himself to receive anah from, so he cannot receive any anah from certain people, which we had earlier, could be a form of inu nefesh, but it's certainly not impossible. It's not impossible. Or he said that he's usher to get certain anah for the whole world. Not all anah, certain anah yes, he can't get for the whole world, or he can't get all anah from certain people. So the ritva is limiting, but about there wasn't all anah from all people, otherwise that would be impossible to keep. Some want to say that in Echrami, it is an impossible anah to keep, but guess what? That din, that the shvua doesn't even start, because it was possible to keep, and you give Malkus right away, that was a din by shvua, but by neder, perhaps even an impossible neder to keep, we will say this neder still is chal, the neder still takes effect, by neder, even if it's impossible. Okay, but again, the story was, the fellow said, I cannot get if I get married before I finish Tony Kal Tarkula, I'm usher to have enough of the world. So what happened? Right, Benafa Vitivliya. But Laya, he ran with his walking stick and his purse. It's just an expression that he threw himself into his learning for Amsi Lamisne. But unfortunately, he wasn't Matzliach. He wasn't Matzliach, meaning he wasn't Matzliach in conquering the Shishas of the Mishnah, in conquering Kol Terah. He wasn't successful in getting down to the bottom of all the learning. So he was stuck now. He couldn't get married, because otherwise his neder would kick in, and he wasn't being matzliach in finishing his learning and learning Kol Torah Kula. So what happened? Also, Rav Acha Bar Funa came and he tricked him into getting married. He tricked him into getting married. Don't worry, get married, and nothing's gonna happen. Now that he's married, he's taka aser banot to the world. Insev itza, and the fellow taka got married. Now, why did he do this? First point out, because Rav Acha wanted to make sure the nedeschab before he's going to take him to a rav. The name of the rav of that town was Rav Chizda, and he was matir in the darm. Rav Chizda was ready. He was the chacham gadol, could matir by himself, or you have a bezdin. Rav Chizda was chacham gadol, matir by himself. So before he took him to Rav Chizda, he wanted to make sure the ned was chal in order to be able to undo the neder, as opposed to being in a situation where the neder was a chayyat. Clearly here we're comparing, and the Gemara is going to really address exactly this topic, we touched on it yesterday, we're comparing the din of hatara and hafara. We were describing in Machlekes our Mishnah and the Gemara, whether Rav Nasan Chachamim, whether the Baal could be made for a neder before it's chal. But maybe hatara, there could be as far as hatara could work, even before it's chal. You could undo it even before it's chal. Perhaps here, Rav Acha clearly, he tricked him into getting married in order to trigger the neder, in order the neder should be in effect. Mishas, he took him to Rav Chizda. Okay, so what did he do? This fellow got married, now the neder is in effect. Top of Tzadi Yavn Aleph, the Sharki Tina. And Rav Acha Bar Funa, he went and he smeared some dirt. He smeared him with dirt. We'll explain many Peshat Mishra what that means. What he smeared with dirt. But he smeared him with dirt. And he brought in front of Chizda in order for Chizda to be matir the neder. Now, what does it mean he smeared him with dirt? So the Ran says, he smeared him with dirt to show him, he made his clothing go dirty. To show him, now what's going to happen? How are you going to get your clothing clean? Someone's got to clean. You have to bring it to the laundromat, to the cleaners. Someone's got to clean it for you. No, how could you survive without having enough of the world? It's impossible. He wanted to make a situation where it was clear that he cannot continue on with this neder, not benefiting the world. That's what the Ran explains. The Friar says, he muddied up the person's face. He muddied up this fellow, the Hugavra's face, in order that Rav Chizda wouldn't recognize him. You know, the Rav Chizda shouldn't say, oh, that's the guy that made the neder, but not get married, and not take to his neder like this. He might have his face. Rav Chizda would be perhaps more easily be matir the neder. Tosfos brings almost like an opposite direction from the Mefarish, that he muddied up the fellow's face in order that the fellow shouldn't see. He shouldn't see, and he shouldn't see Rav Chizda, be embarrassed that he's standing in front of Rav Chizda with this bad nether, or in general, that he shouldn't see because since he can't benefit from the world, seeing things also could be a benefit. He shouldn't be seeing what's going on in order to benefit the world. That's Tosfos' other pshat. And then finally, a fifth, again, we have the Ran that said he dirtied the clothing on purpose in order to show he needs someone to clean it. He has a farish, and said he covered his face from Chizda noticing him. We have Tosfos saying he's covered him, his face, that he shouldn't see properly for two reasons, either that he shouldn't benefit from the world, or that he shouldn't see Rav Chizda and be embarrassed himself. And lastly, the Rush says that the fellow took off his clothing. He couldn't wear clothing. Now that the Nedar was chal, he had to remove his clothing. He couldn't benefit from the world. He couldn't benefit from the clothing that were made by other people in this world. He had to take off the clothing and put on mud just to cover himself for sneeze purposes. Shem Zalman asked, what do you mean? Mud, covering himself with mud is also covering. He's right to benefit from the world. First, I'm saying, no, that's not the same thing. Is zicha much less of a benefit having mud on his body than clothing on his body? Okay, so what happened? Amar Rav Chizda was matir the neder. Amar Rav says, and here's a key point in connecting our discussion here about Atara to the earlier Machlekes Rasa and Acham Barafara. Amar Rav, Machakim Lemeved Ki Amilsa. Who is so smart to do like we did in the story? Ki Ilav to Rav Acha Bar Avuna Gav Rabu Rav Acha Bar Avuna Gav Rabu to Kasav Ki Echid Lo Pliki Rav Rasa Barafara Hacham Pliki Bashela. So Rav suggests that, at least Rav Acha Bar Avuna held, just like this Machlekes Acham and Rav Nasan, whether he can be made for a neder, Baki made for a neder before it's chal, so too this Machlekes by Sheila as well, by Sheila's Chacham, by Hatara, we have the same exact Machlekes, and therefore in order, that's even so what we pass like Chamim, presumably we go like the Rabbim, but in order to satisfy all opinions, Rav Acha Bar Avuna purposely made him dirty, and he purposely tricked him into getting married. He purposely tricked him into getting married in order that the neder should be chal, in order that now he should be in a position there, Rav Chizda could be mad to the neder, in order to avoid all possible issues in case that we're worried for a nas and shita like this. You covered all our bases. But Rav is assuming that the same machlekes right over there applies over here, and he went with Rav Nasan. You could have said, no, it's not the same machlekes, which Gemara is going to suggest later in this Amud. We could have said, no, on the contrary, we go at the Chamim, it's taka not the same machlekes, and the Chamim agree that by a Torah, you can only be matir neder that was chal. By a Farah, they argue, the Baal's power of a Farah is different, the Father's power of a Farah is different, but by a Torah, you can only be matir neder that already was chal, and maybe it goes even like the Chamim, that's going to be an alternative shot the Gemara shortly, but Rav clearly doesn't go that way. Now, before we go further, again, we're on Sa'di Amud Aleph. We're about five lines down for the top of the page. But before we go further, there's a very interesting conversation that comes up ancillary to this story. So this fellow made an eder. He made an eder that I'm not going to get married until I finish learning the whole Torah. I'm not going to get married until I finish the whole Torah. And if I do get married before I finish the whole Torah, I should be usher to get benefit for anybody. That was the eder that he made. right? Just enforce the fact that he has to finish learning Torah. So not finish, be finished with it, but complete learning of Torah. Now the Ran just sticks in a couple words. Ran says the famous idea that we had in Kedushin, the Mark Kedushin, where the fellow is very nervous that if he gets married first, he'll be too busy supporting his wife, his family, Parnasa, and he won't have the time to learn properly. That hence the nether. Hence the nether, the lashon is rechayim betzavarei. The yoke is on the shoulder. If he asks the Torah and be busy asking Torah, very difficult to do that. And therefore, he made this declaration. So the Meiri, there's a big discussion. We know there's a concept called Isaac b'mitzvah is patur b'mitzvah. The person who's doing one mitzvah, he's patur from partaking another mitzvah while he's already being Isaac in a particular mitzvah. Does that apply to Talmud Torah? On the one hand, we know Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Talmud Torah is the mitzvah that's connected to any other mitzvah. Is as chashuv as any mitzvah. We say it in the morning, every day, in the Mishnah and Peah, right? Eil Dvarim, we say Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. So, do we say that Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam? Navada, Eisip and Mitzvah, person learned Talmud Torah, Patar Mitzvah is Patar from other mitzvahs. Or do we say, no, that the Lagabi Talmud Torah, for some reason, we don't say that. The Miri, in my Katan, Daftes, and many of Mishnahim agree that the Klal of Eisip and Mitzvah, Patar Mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. The klal of Eisip Mitzvah, Patar Mitzvah does not apply when it comes to Talmud Torah. It applies to other things, but not when it comes to Talmud Torah. What would be a logic? Michas Asher, Shlita, brings a couple of reasons why we might say this. First, it brings a very Melchizedek reason. Talmud Torah, we know from the Gaon or from others, every second of learning Torah is a mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah. Every second, that's part of the reason why Talmud Torah is getting kulam, but every second is an additional mitzvah, every second that we learn Torah. But what comes out of that, ironically enough, is that when I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm being asking a mitzvah, let's say I'm doing a chesed. So the chesed is taking me 25 minutes. So in that 25 minutes, I'm consistently being Isaac in one act of chesed, so I have a power of Isaac mitzvah to mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah, every second is a new mitzvah. I'm continuing the same, it's the same mitzvah over and over again, but it's a new mitzvah. So you never have a moment of Isaac mitzvah, patra mitzvah, because every moment when you're about to continue learning, you're doing another mitzvah. It's gewaldig. Every second's another mitzvah. But guess what? It's a new mitzvah. So mechatesa, this should go before the other mitzvah. So therefore, by Talmud Torah of all things, we wouldn't say Eisip Mitzvah mitzvah, even though, ironically enough, that it's really speaking to the strength of how vast the mitzvah Talmud Torah is, but that would be a reason perhaps why you don't say Eisip Mitzvah mitzvah. Chiddush, Mechatesh himself suggests that it's a chiddush, but that would be one lumpish pshat. Then he brings another pshat. And this is more of a practical pshat, and that is that we know Talmud Torah. The mitzvah Talmud Torah is, we had earlier in this Pesach, Adaf Zayin, Adaf Ches, the famous Ran discussed that a person who should learn Torah every minute. And we discussed making a neder to learn Torah, or Shavuot to learn Torah, how does it work, the Shavuot Chal Shavuot. We have a mitzvah to learn Torah every moment. If there's a mitzvah to learn Torah every moment, then how could there ever be a mitzvah to anything else? As long as I'm free and available, I should be learning Torah. How do I shake lulav? How do I put on tefillin? How do I do any other mitzvah? I have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Every minute. Now, you could say, because you weren't learning Torah, Shkayach. But if the mitzvah is that one's supposed to learn Torah every minute, how could he be Isaac ever in any other mitzvahs? It must be, it's just by default, it must be that learning Torah is not a stira to other mitzvahs. A person, even while he's learning Torah, he doesn't have an exemption. He has to be Isaac, and he has to break from learning Torah to other mitzvahs. The explanation is that there's a concept called Ein Alimud, Ella maybe lead him Isa. That even though we say Lima Torah is an end in of itself, but a person who learns Torah and doesn't follow what he learns, doesn't follow the act, is not really doing us proper. So if the Torah is supposed to bring us to understand the Maisa, how to behave, how to act, and how to carry out the mitzvahs, then it only makes sense that we pause, we break from our learning Torah to become the mitzvahs. Okay, but that's the idea that we don't say Isa mitzvah by the mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. The question is, Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Tesvav, Halach Beis writes, that one's supposed to get married and not delay, especially when he's 18, he's supposed to get married and not delay. Unless he could delay getting married, unless he's delaying in order to learn Torah, because he knows once he gets married, he's going to have Mamash Agamara, Rechayim et Savari, this idea that the fellow was nervous, once he gets married, he won't be able to complete and finish learning all of Torah, he'll be too busy. So if that's the reason, he can delay getting married. Why? Because Isaac for mitzvah, that mitzvah. Since he's Isaac in the mitzvah of Torah, he's part of the mitzvah of marriage. But it's a bomb, not a bomb kasha, but clearly a major side opinion from all the other Rishonim who learned that when it comes to Talmud Torah, we don't say Isaac mitzvah by the mitzvah. Rambam, however, seems to be applying Isaac mitzvah by the mitzvah, he says explicitly, by delaying getting married. So he's applying Isaac mitzvah by the mitzvah, legabe Talmud Torah as well. So the Rambam Shik says that specifically this mitzvah of marriage, perhaps, is pushed aside for Talmud Torah. Why? Very interesting, love this. Because when a person learns Torah, he's learning Torah, he's being mechadish kedushim, and that's also like bringing children into this world. Just like the mitzvah of marriage is for Puruvu. So learning Torah, being Mechadish Chedushim, is a form of Puruvu. Along those lines, bringing Chedushim into the world. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav answers, and he said to the Kateris. Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to say that this that we say, we don't say Eisik Mitzvah, Pasim Mitzvah, when it comes to Talmud Torah, is because whenever I'm learning Torah, and the mitzvah comes up, I could break through the mitzvah and come back to my learning Torah and essentially pick up where I left off from being learning Torah in the same vein. And therefore we say, the whole point is, maybe the ma'isa, abada, stop the learning and go do the mitzvah. But in a case where we know that if he stops learning to go do the other mitzvah, he won't be able to return to his learning in the same way. For example, this guy was a bachur learning, and now he gets married, even if he goes back to learning, it won't be the same. By the way, it won't be the same, it could be it's better, depending on the situation. But could be it's going to be, in our Gemara, the concern was, it's going to be worse, he's going to have financial burdens on him, it's going to be worse, and he's not going to be able to learn the same that he was. So over there you don't say that, over there we would apply the regular rule of Eisik Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah, because you're not going to be able to come back to learn Torah the same way. If that's the case, that's what Rambam was saying, a person can delay getting married in order to keep learning Torah. But in general, Rambam would also agree that we don't say Eisik Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Okay.
Just add some salt and pepper, it goes the other way also. His marriage won't be the same marriage. Maybe that's where the Rambam is saying.
What do you mean? If he doesn't learn enough before, right. That was, again, that's really, this fellow was subscribing very clearly to this idea, to complete his learning, to finish, to be fluent in all of learning before he got married. Okay, but getting back to Gemara again, we're on Sadi Amar Aleph, we're up to Rav Papi, but five, six lines down at the top of the page on Sadi Amar Aleph. Getting back to our discussion, we had yesterday in Machlokes, the Rabban Rav Nassan, whether a husband can be made for a neder before it's chal. The wife made a neder, but she made it dependent on, it's conditional. It was neder al Tanai. And the husband wants to be made for the neder before the tonight even kicks in, before the neder is chal. Does that work? Chum say yes, the Baal could be made for, and the Rabban says no. Baal cannot be made for neder until the neder is actually in effect. Okay, so then the Rabban brought a story where there's a fellow who made a neder that if he gets married before he completes his learning of all of Talmud, he is also to benefit from the world at large. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov tricked him into getting married in order to trigger the nether, in order to make it the nether, the nether is chal, in order to be able to do a sheila on the nether. So why do you have to trigger him to get married, make the nether chal in order to do a sheila? So Rav explains, because we're going like Rav Nassan, and just like by Hafara, you need the nether to be chal before you mefer, so to by a Torah, you need the nether to be chal before the chacham, the bezin can be matir. That is Rav. Rav Papi Amar, Rav Papi says, machleik is by Hafara, only by Hafara that's machleik, Rav Nassan suffer, ain't about mefer, elam king chal nether. Only by Farah is where Rabbi Nassan says the Baal cannot be made for, there's Machlokes there, because Rabbi Nassan says the Baal can't be made for unless the Ned is Chal, like it says, we're going to quote a drush from the Pasuk Tichziv, V'chafra Levon. V'chafra Levon means that the moon was ashamed. We're dashing it to mean V'chafra, like Lashon of Hei, V'hafara, there's Hafara, Halavana from Lashon of Binyan. We know Kala, Rabbi Nassan himself says, Kala, whoever makes a Neder is as if he built a Bama, and whoever keeps it as if he's Makter in it, but building a Bama. So V'chafra Levon means, it will be made for the binyan, be made for the nether. Okay, so over there we say, only when the nether exists could you go and be made for the nether, according to Rav Nassan. For abundant savri, Baal made for Afishal Echal nether. The Aruch HaMargit say, no, the Baal can be made for even the nether Zachal, like we have the other pasuk that says, made for Machshavais Arumim. He's made for the Machshavais Arumim. That means even the Machshavais before it's Chal, he's still made for such a nether. Okay, that's what his Machlik is. But if Papi holds, Ava B'Sheilu, when it comes to Sheila, Divya Akeil, Ain't Chacham Matir Klum Elam Gichal Nether. Everyone would agree that the chacham cannot be matir until unless the neder is chal. Why is that? The drash that we say that others can be mechel his neder is, remember we had the Gemara Chagiga Afira, we've quoted about multiple times in Masechta, is from the words of leyachal devarei. He can't be mechel his words, but others can. So we learn from there that others can be mechel his words, but the lashon of chal, of chal, essentially we're talking about deconsecrating his words or profaning his words, but we're saying it the other way, that the neder has to have mechal. The neder has to have taken effect in order for us others to be mechal his words, had to have at least taken effect. So maybe over there, even though Rabbanu agree, by Atara over here, in our case, that's why Rav Acha Rav Huna tricked the man into getting married, because he needed the neder to be chal in order for his matrit, even according to Rabbanu, that's Rav Papi Shita. The Moses are trying to make two rayas to Rav Papi. Raya number one. Lema say, let's be right for the following braisa. Kind of, again, Rav Papi is saying that even though Rabbanu agree, you need the neder to be chal before the chachamim or the bezdin can be made for it. Kainam sheni neder leplani. If a person says kainam I can be neder from so and so, ulamisha esha love. Kainam I can't be neder from so and so, and I cannot be neder from the one who's gonna undo the neder for me. She's making a double neder, so I can't be neder from so and so. And then whoever undoes the neder for me, I can't be neder from him. So what does he do? Nishal alarishon, b'achak nishal sheni. First he asks out of the first nether, then he asks out of the second nether, which seemingly sounds like at face value. First he gets out of the nether that says that I can't be nether pliny. And whoever is matter for the nether now becomes usher because the second nether triggers. And once the second nether triggers, then he asks out of the second nether. Sounds like the reason why it's through this order, first, and second, is because you can't be matter of the second nether until it's actually chal. Says him, if you have a nishal, chal nether. But if you say you can be matter nether, you can be shell and nether, even before it's chal, then he boil al hay nishal bresha, he can really ask out of the second nether first. If he can be matter nether even before it's chal, he could right away ask, go to chacham and say, I want to be matter the nether that I made, that whoever's matter my nether is going to be asked to me, I want to be matter right away even before that nether is chal. Must be Gokar Papi that you can't be matter nether until it's actually chal. Chor, it's a raya. Says Gemara, no raya. When we say that he's matter one first and one second, we don't mean specifically any one of these ones first. He just goes and does one, and then he goes and does the other. He has to go and do two separate turrets for the two nederim. That's what we mean to say, but we don't mean to say which one's first, which one's second. The simple reading was, the first neder he made first is undone first, and then he made second is undone second. We're saying, nah, lav dafka, he undoes one first and undoes one second. That's all it means, not any particular order, so we don't have a clear diak. By the way, before we go further, we kind of alluded to an issue over here. We're saying he made an nether that he's not going to benefit from the world, from so-and-so, and then whoever's mounted that nether, he's making an nether for that person. Why Taka isn't, going back on the prior Gemara, why isn't it in the story, the fellow made an nether that if he gets married without learning called Tarakula, he can't benefit from the world. And Rav Chizda, Rav Acha Bar Avuna tricked him to getting married, making the nether chal, and then he went to Rav Chizda to get a heter to mount the nether. Why is Rav Chizda being mater not considered hana? Rav Chizda himself being matter this person for the nether, that's hana. This guy can't be nether for the world. How is he able to go to Rav Chizda to get his nether undone? That will be a stark hana, getting his nether undone. You don't have to miss his love. Hanas nether, getting a nether undone is certainly hana. Why is that not a problem? Very stark hara. The Mefarshim Achronim asked. So someone answer, the Shalman Dharma's answer, we quoted the Ritva earlier, and fits beautifully. The Ritva said he didn't make a nether not to benefit from the world at large, from entirety. He made a nether not to benefit either. He gave two options. He made a nether not to have certain hanas from everybody, but maybe being matur nether wasn't one of them. Or he made a nether not to have any hana, but from certain people. Not from everybody. And perhaps if Chizda was not one of those people. And therefore if Chizda came out there. So according to Ritva's learning in the whole sugya, it wasn't a general nether. They can't benefit everything from anybody. Then in Chami we'd be stuck. But we're talking about where there was Rav Chizda was either himself excluded from the nether, one of the many people excluded from the nether, or being Matar Nether was excluded from the nether. That is the Shalmei Darvid answer. But others want to say, you can get into a Lumdish answer. And that is that it's like Gita Vedra Gachas. That when he's being Matar the nether, it comes out that he's able to be Matar the nether. Right? I did be mat the nether, it comes out that there's no nether, not tavana, and therefore it comes out the nether. So it's like Gita Vyad Magachas, which goes back to the old Shaila, whether we say it's Mekan Laba only, or even the Mafreya, it goes back to the old Shaila about how fight we take the Hatara. Okay, Kishmak Shakratayah, but that is the Mefarshim Teretz on how you could, be matir, have chis matir, even if you use Asabana. Next.
And you know, this riot for that is that we're letting it can go to either person.
What do you mean, either person?
Well, I mean, either go to the
rub. No. So over here, not. No. I was only reminded of the Shaila because this Gemara mentions about a nether about not getting a person being whoever's matter him now becomes asbana. But in that case, don't forget the first nether was only not to have enough from Pliny, one person. Our whole Shaila was because he made a nether not to benefit from the world at large. So again, the Ritva says, doesn't mean the entire world, only meant certain people, and therefore Chizda maybe wasn't one of them. Simple. But if you hold it means the world at large, what's the answer? How can we get someone to mount the nether earlier? The answer is that maybe perhaps it's blank achad. That is another approach. Okay. But back to this raya, he's trying to bring a raya to Rav Papi, who said that the machlekes Rabbanan and Rimnas is only by a fara, but by a Torah, everyone agrees that there must be chal. Before you matter it, let's bring another raya. Elim say, let's bring a raya for the following brisa. Kainim sheni neder l'pleini. If a guy says, kainim, I can't be neder l'pleini. And then he says further, harin neder l'chashah lov. He says, kainim, I can't be neder from so-and-so. And when I ask a shayla to undo that neder about being benefiting from so-and-so, I should become a nazir. Halacha is nishal nidrei. First, he is nishal nidrei. V'yachan nishal nidrei. First, he asks out on his nether, which causes now the naziris to kick in, and then he asks on his naziris. Now, this is very clear. Before we said you could debate what's first, what's second. It wasn't clear. It was just general. It didn't say which is first, which is second. Here it says black and white. He's nishal on the nether first, and then presumably only because now the Naziris kicked in, could he be asked out on the Naziris? But if you say he could ask out on the Neder, even for it's Chal, why is he have to ask first on the Neder, which triggers the Naziris to be Chal, and then he's asking on the Naziris? Let him ask first on the Naziris. I wasn't Chal yet, big deal. He's asking out before it's Chal. Elamai Tzaraya, you can't ask before it's Chal. Gemara says, yeah, it's Raya, that's the price clearly holds that, but how's it a Raya to Papi? Perhaps Reb Nosson-y. This Brisa could be Reb Nosson. We know Reb Nosson holds you can only be made for another one's Eschal, the Baal, can only be made for another one's Eschal, and the Chacham can only be matter another one's Eschal. We know that's Reb Nosson Shita. We're debating whether Rabbanan by, who argue by Ned, by a forest of Baal, whether they argue also by Hataras Chacham or not. We have no riot because just give a Brisa that clearly says you have to wait for the Ned to be Chal. That could be only Reb Nosson. Maybe it's not the Rabbanan Shita, and therefore a riot we don't have. Now we're going to have a third pshat, or it's really a second version in Rav Papi, but a third pshat in the Machlekes Rabbanan and Reb Nosson. Again, let's remind ourselves. Rabbanan and Reb Nosson and Machlekes, yesterday's daf, whether or not the Baal could be made for a neder before the neder is chal, right? The woman makes a neder al tanai, and before the neder is even chal, the Chum says the Baal can be made for. Reb Nosson says no. Only when the neder is triggered could the Baal be made for. Came along in our Gemara, Rav Acha, Rava says, at least according to Rav Acha, Ravuna, Rava says that Rav Papi, Chachamim, and Reb Nosson have the identical machlekes by Hataras Chacham. That the Chachamim say it doesn't have to be Chal, and Reb Nosson would hold it has to be Chal. Rav Papi, according to our first version, came along and argued to know that Rabbanan agreed to Rav Nosson by a Hatar Chacham, the Neder has to have been Chal. Now would he see the opposite approach? Amr Avina, Amr Meimar, Chacham, Ravuk, Meshed, Rav Papi, your father said in the name of Papi as follows: Machlekes by far, the Machlekes again is by far. Avad there, Papi says, there Nassan says you can be made for a neder. You can be made for neder only once it's chal, and the Rabbanan say you can be made for even for it's chal. That's by Afara. Av b'sheila tifra kol made for Papi shlechal neder. Even Rav Nosson agrees to chamim, you can be made for neder even for it's chal. Same pasuk that we spoke before. Tichsev, remember, one statement for a Papi, we just argue, we had to interpret it. Tichsev layachal devarei. Same statement as before, but over here we're focusing is not on the word layachal, the focus is on the word devarei. Even when it's only mere devarei ba'alma, it's only words, it wasn't chal yet. You can still be matter it. He can't be matter his words, but others can, even when it's merely words and it's not yet an eder, says Gemara, Tapa Beis Lamemra, L'Havi Be Maisa. Now, according to this Taish, that both the Chamim and Reb Nosson agree, you can matter an eder before it's chal, it would come out, look at the Tap Rash, Mefarish, Rashi and Tapa Beis, or the Mefarish, as we say, Klemer, L'Havi Tzorech, L'Mevan, Haidav Rav Acha Barfun. According to this Pshat, well, that whole story of making him, of tricking him to get married, make him dirty, go to Rav Chizda, he could have just gone straight to Rav Chizda because you can be matter neder even before it's chal, l'kula alma, according to Reb Nosson and according to Chamim, and therefore that story would not fit like this interpretation of, like Rav Papi saying. Now, the two riots we brought before, we try to be riots that everyone agrees when it comes to neder, you need the neder to be chal before you matter. We try to be two riots before. We deflect the rayas, but now these two rayas are going to be kashas, because now we're saying everyone agrees you don't need to have the nether chal before you matter it. Yet, so what's mipsha? And these two rayas, let's see, meisve, kind of shenel, the plaintiff guy says, if a person says, kind of that I can't benefit from so-and-so, well, mish nishalav, and then a nether also I can't benefit from the one who undoes that first nether, nishal arisha machach nishal sheni, he should undo the first nether, seemingly the first nether first, and the second one second, sounds like you only undo the second one after it's chal. Am I, iboy al high nishal reisha, you can already undo the nether about whoever undoes his nether, shbiastim, you should be able to do that reisha, vibaya al high nishal reisha, or you should be able, or of course you can do the other one first. The point is, you should have to wait for it to be chal to undo that neder, because you can't do that even though it's not chal. Gemara says, "Mi yadei harishon v'hai sheni." Again, same case as before. Who told you what's really rishon, what's sheni in that price? Anything rishon sheni, we have no raya taka, which is going first, strong second. Maybe it's taka lav dafka, which is first and which is second. Meisvei, this one is going to be more of a challenge. Meisvei, kainam sheni neda v'arei nazar chesha ashalav. If a person says kainam, then I can't benefit, and from so and so, and I'm a nazir. If I ask a shayla to undo that neder, I'm going to be a nazir. So what do the brises say? Nishal al nidroi, v'achach nishal nidroi. First he asks out of his neder, and only then could he ask out of his naziris. Now, very clear, he's going to ask the neder first, which triggers the naziris to be chal, and then he asks out of the naziris, v'amai. But we just came out, according to this latest version of Rav Papi, that both Rav Nosson and Rabbanan, they both agree you could undo a neder even before it's chal. Says Gemara, v'amai, nidroi nishal reishoi, iban nidroi nishal reishoi. Why are we saying Tafkes ask out on the neder first, which triggers the naziris, and then ask out about the naziris? Naziris, you should be able to ask out about the Naziris first as well, whichever one he wants, he should be able to ask out of. He doesn't have to wait for it to be Chal. The Gemara says Tiyufta. This Paris Ataka is a Tiyufta to the second version of Rav Papi, because to go to the second version of Papi, everyone agreed. Rav Nassan agreed to the Chamim, you can't do another before Naziris, before it's Chal. When it comes to Atari, you can't do it before it's Chal. And clearly, Bryce, you're saying not like that. So, at least according to some Shita, maybe it's Rav Nassan alone, maybe it's Rav Nassan and the Chamim, we have a Raya that you have to have the Naziris Chal before you undo it. So, it's a Raya against that last shot for a Papi. Okay. So, again, the crux of the past. The end of Yesterday's Daf, the whole first part of Yesterday's Daf is simply we have Machlekes Rav Nassan the Chamim, whether he could be Mefer, a Baal could be Mefer Neder before the Neder's Chal. The wife made a conditional Neder. The Neder should be Chal if X, Y, and Z. Could the Baal be Mefer before X, Y, and Z even happens? We have to wait for it to be Chal to be Mefer. Rav Nassan says he has to wait for it to be Chal. The Chamim say you don't have to wait to be Chal. And when it comes to Hataras Chacham, we have a Machlekes in the Amaram over here, whether that same machlokes applies or not, or whether we say Rav Nassan over there agrees to the Chamim, or vice versa, the Chamim over there agrees to Rav Nassan, or again, whether they just maintain the same shitas, that is a three machlokes in our Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. But we should not end them. Initially, they say as follows: Shalish Nashim, three women, Yetzis Vanellas Tzuva. Three women, they can leave their husbands and they collect Tzuva. I mean, they have grounds to demand a divorce and they're entitled to Tzuva. What were the three Nashim? Tmei Anilach. Wumna says, I'm coming to you. Coming in this context means I strayed. Had znus, so she's asked her husband. Now, it can't be a classic case of a regular woman saying I was mazana, because a woman that's mazana loses her ksuva. She's penalized. She has no right to ksuva. So maybe, even if you say that she believes enough in order that the husband divorces her, he still would be chayav to ksuva. That can be the case. So the Gemara is explained, the case is Eishes Kayin. Eishes Kayin, we know the halacha is nebuch. If a woman's married to Kayin and she's violated against her will, she's still asked her husband. Even though she didn't commit a crime, she's still asked her husband. Very difficult idea. And she's still asked her husband. Over there, she's still tied to ksuva as well. She's tied to ksuva. She says, it's your kahuna that's messing things up, not me. And therefore, she's tied to ksuva. So that could be the case of Tmei Anilach. Or she says, Shemayim b'ni levenach. Shemayim is between us, which before she explained, that was her sneistic way of saying that you cannot have children. You're impotent. And the idea is because the Gemara tells us that if the zera doesn't come out of the man, doesn't shoot out like a chetz, like an arrow, then it's not going to be zera that has potency for children. And she's saying, I know that your zera is not coming out strong enough, and therefore I want a divorce. The first point out that she has to give a reason. Mechtei says she gets divorced because she has children. She's not mitzvah in Peru. The mitzvah of having children is on the man, not on the woman. But the woman's still katayna, even if I don't have a mitzvah. I want to have children. I want children to take care of me when I get older, to bury me. And therefore, if that's her taina, it's a legitimate one, and she can demand a divorce and collect suva. Again, these are all original dinim. We're going to fall off them. And lastly, Netulah Miyahudim. If she makes an edder, apparently Tashmish was something she wasn't interested in, she wanted to abstain, maybe it bothered her, it didn't feel comfortable. She says, Netulah Miyahudim, I'm removed from all Yidin, I can't have Tashmish with any other Yidin if I have Tashmish with you. Okay, this is general. She says, she makes a general nether, I'm removed from having Tashmish from Yidin, I don't have Tashmish anymore with any Yidin. So again, she's basically making her usher in having relations with her husband. Again, the basic question over there is, first of all, how can you make such a neder? I'm sure Liza is bothered. How can you make such a neder? L'chaira, she's b'shemit husband. And that the answer is, she did it in a way where she made herself usher, not the husband's usher, she's b'shemit husband, but she made herself usher. That's step one. The question is, okay, so why are we saying that he has to divorce her and pay ksuva? First of all, let him not divorce. Second of all, let him not pay ksuva. The Torah says, l'chaira, the fact that she's making the neder, that she's usher to all men, that shows that for her, it's considered extremely difficult, extremely painful. And therefore, if it's difficult and painful, then that's the grounds that she's tackled legitimately has a right to ask out of the marriage. She doesn't want to be stuck in a marriage where the husband's going to want tashmish, she can't have tashmish, it's painful for her. And the proof that she's serious about it is she's making herself usher to all men. So therefore, she's not just making some sort of excuse. She really is pained. Therefore, we say that she was initially, she's entitled to a get and a ksuva. However, what happened was women started using these as tricks. They started saying, the Mishnah says, Chazal Leimer, they changed their mind. Chazal changed the halacha. Why? Women started seeing other men that they were interested in, and they needed an exit strategy to get out of the marriage. So they were using these as excuses. They had the chutzpah to use as excuses. Initially, the assumption was they wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it was defiled if she wasn't really defiled, and therefore she was believed. But then they had the chutzpah to start doing that. So therefore we said, if she says, I became Tamei to you, Tavirai Dvarah, she must bring a proof that indeed that's what happened. If she says, the Shemayim is a testimony between you and I that you can't be Zerkhetz, Yasla Dech Bakasha. What does that mean? Dech Bakasha says, we tell her, just be quiet. We ask her, please, don't don't promote that story because it's embarrassing for your husband and nothing's going to change. We're not giving you a get based on this. Or that's the Ran learns from Yishalmi. It means we have the husband try to do like a feast for her, a meal, and try to appease her and try to make her happy. But Derech B'Kash just means we try to make her happy, but that's it. We're not coming to give her a get or a ksuva. And last case, where she made an edder about not having tashmish, we say no problem, the husband should be made for the portion that relates to him, and she's mutter now to the husband, and like everyone else, she remains usher. The Gemara is going to, let's quickly see what two lines of Gemara, I know it's late, Ibailu, you know what, I don't want to run to the Gemara, let's just speak out one major point of the Ran, on the Mishnah, and we'll pick up for the Gemara tomorrow with Shem, and hopefully, Pesach Hashem, you can see him. Finish the Bezechta. So the Ran asked the Bam Gash Roshani Rei address. If she's saying that she was Mazana, so obviously there's a bit chiddush that we say we believe her, but once we believe her, of course she wouldn't embarrass herself, she wouldn't say such a strong lashon that she was Mazana. So she's believed, she's certainly for herself, her own perspective, she's asur to husband now, she's Mazana, she's asur to husband. So how can we then go and say that because women started playing games, we no longer are matter? But she's still shavin afshach chetichah sura, lishitasa, according to her opinion, she's still asur to husband. How is it going to work? Very stark at Taina that the Rishonim asked. So the Ran gives a couple of turtzim. The Ran gives one answer that afkinu rabbanan kedushin minei. The rabbanan mafkia the original kedushin. In order to avoid that it's considered as nus and she's now us to husband, they mafkia the original kedushin. The original kedushin was the mafkia, and therefore she was not takavazana, and therefore she's mutter husband. The obvious bomb kasha on this pshat of the Ran is has been made for. If you're undoing the original kedushin, that means they weren't really married back then. Pshat she was mazana. So l'chayra the let's say the case of Netulanim Yehudim. We're saying the husband should be made for the neder. How's he made for the neder? L'chari, they weren't married. So Rishash is a Kshmaga Teres, a nice chap. We had this in the sect earlier. There's a concept because of Kol Nederes, Adas Bal Nederes. And we discussed, could it apply even before they're fully married if her das is already on her husband? So here too, in our case, they were actually married, but their banu were mafkia. They undid the Kedusha retroactively. Well, guess what? Kol Nederes, Adas Bal Nederes would certainly still apply. And therefore, the husband would have a power of afar, big chiddush, big Kshmaga from the Rishash on Ran's first terrace. We say cookie tumor turtzim. Ran suggests another terrace that Pshas of Chak. We say Chachama Eikar Dav Matera, even become I say yes, we're being Eikar Dav Matera, even though it's Kumba Seh over here, and we're saying she should stay married. It's Kumba Seh, I'll be Eikar Din. They should be getting divorced. The Chama Eikar is in order to make, when there's a big breach in society, sometimes they may take drastic measures, even to the extent of being Eikar, become I say. Lastly, the Ran answers that maybe Matera, we never believed her. We never had believed her Matera. It was her Chumad Rabbana, we believe her, to say that maybe what she's saying is true and she was Mazana, but once we saw it was leading to problems, we were reestablished it back on the Torah, and we stopped believing the woman because we don't want to have any takalas that come out of it. We'll pick up Mitzvah from here tomorrow for the Gemara. Have a wonderful day. Good to Chedesh.